Miss McElhaney is home, a South Fork in Kentucky. She was a retired postmaster. The interview is being done by Sue Evans, representing the Kentucky Oral History Commission. It was on August the 28th, 1979, at Miss McElhaney's home, South Fork, Kentucky, Greenham County. How many years you worked for the Postal Service Department?
Let's see. I worked from June into February,
in
there 25 years.
Is there 25 years? Well, I've got some questions my son wrote down, too. He wanted to know.
Who did?
My son.
Yeah.
Did they always have post office boxes?
Yes, they had when I went.
Really?
Yes.
They always had boxes. Did the rent raise and go down or up?
It didn't go down. It just kept going up. Yes.
How many times did we get the mail up there a day? How often would it come in?
Well, until that, as long as the trains ran, I worked every train that went through. Every month.
Did you have to sort the mail then on each train?
For each train. I dispatched and received from each train.
Well, let's go to, where was that, the post office at when you worked there?
Right there at the top of the hill going down to the depot. There was an old building there, and that's where it was at. And then I moved up there in that Ferguson building, you know, the
Tiptoe room. That's
true. And I stayed there and I moved down to the other place.
Then you see a lot of people come and go.
I sure did.
Really, you did.
Oh, dear.
What, when you first started out, what was the thing that impressed you the most in that post office? What would you say?
I don't know. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do.
There's so many things to...
So many things to contend with. And when you didn't know what in the world to expect, see, I didn't know it until I went in there. And it... Oh, I was
frightened.
That
was a lot, wasn't it? What was stamps then to send a letter? 3 cents? I'm not sure.
I don't
3 cents sticks in my mind, but I don't know.
Well, I guess it was a thing, or was it? Uh-huh. I don't really know yet. But evidently it must have been three.
And
you
know, just kept
going up all the time.
I don't know,
but I think it was. Breeze. I told you I tried to forget.
No, you're not supposed to forget everything.
Well, I tried so hard. But I think that's what it was.
It does. It rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
It was 3 cents.
But, what about money orders? Was there a lot of more money orders, you think, then?
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, there was more people sent money orders than they are now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
People's getting away from that.
Yeah.
But we had quite a bit of money orders. Yeah. Of course, it grew after I was there.
Yeah.
There was a lot more of them. Probably tripled.
Did you have to fill a lot of them out?
Oh,
people?
So many.
No, I think they're still confusing.
I do too. I never send any, but
yeah.
I think they are.
Because they bring them in for me to copy if they
Yeah, well,
send
you
them.
Know, they've got so high that people can't afford them.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Why are you going to pay $75? What are they now?
I don't know, really.
Somebody told
what
me.
Were they when you quit or when you retired?
It was 35 cents. You know,
really?
For the
certain
what
mail.
Was it? Was... $35 or something like that. But oh my, they're way up.
Yeah.
Dollar now.
Well, they say it's cheaper to
back
now.
Oh yes.
I mean, even get the.
Oh yes.
The.
And that's one of the ones people that don't write checks now get those bank money orders.
Yeah.
And why not?
That's true. When you first started out, were the people more friendly, you think, that long ago?
Yes.
When they'd come in?
They were. Mm-hmm. They were very nice. I met some lovely people, really, I did. Especially the old people. Yeah. You know, I have a lot mm-hmm. of fond memories of those old people. I really do.
I think they appreciated it.
Really. You know, there was something about them. And I always had time to talk to them. And I have a lot of good memories of those old people.
They would appreciate that whatever you done, I believe.
They would, and it seemed like I know one old man in particular. He would come down to all of his troubles, you know, and of course I just give him a sympathetic ear, and he felt better, and he'd go on moseying back up the road. It was funny.
You probably had just certain ones that you...
Yeah, just a lot. I don't know why, but they just come in and tell it all to
me. That makes it nice, though, when you really get to know people that way.
And, you know, I always enjoyed your father.
Yes.
Daddy
was talking.
Yes. And I always enjoyed him very much.
Yeah.
I missed him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. May was another nice person.
He was. Yeah.
May was a very nice person.
Yeah, they went to lodge together a lot. Because Daddy didn't drive.
He was. And Mr. May was a very nice
That's true.
But they was a lot of nice old people. At that time, Sue, of course, I never left there anymore, but they was a lot of nice old people.
And
I enjoyed them.
They probably, you know, look forward to coming there, too, though.
Seemed like they did.
Yeah, really.
They seemed to enjoy it.
Well, don't you think sometimes that was in their daily, regular schedule?
They was old and they couldn't get anywhere else, and that's just what they did. Mm-hmm. I don't think they go anywhere. Of course, there's not too many old people.
No.
Not like they do.
No, that would get out and walk and go.
There's none, are there?
I don't think there's that many. When I stop there isn't, really.
I never seen
that. There isn't that many. Did you ever get any unusual kind of mail that sticks out in your mind or something that come through the mail that was unusual?
Yes. One time I got a little alligator.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I heard this scratching all day, and I thought, it was beginning to get monotonous. It was a little alligator. and a swarm of bees. And some of them got out and got in there.
Oh.
They was really some scrambling around.
Oh. That was unusual.
Bees.
I'm afraid of bees. Well, that would be unusual.
But, the worst of anything was those chickens.
And they'd come in.
Do you remember those?
Yes. Sometimes you'd have contend with them, all day, or?
Just yell and carry
on. When you send word, would they usually come and get them, or did they wait for
work? Sometimes wouldn't. Sometimes you had to sell them, you know. If they didn't pick them up, you had to sell those chickens because you couldn't keep them more than 24 hours.
Oh.
They die,
There's a lot more to it than just handing out that mail, wasn't it?
Yeah, if that's all it'd have been, it'd have been a snap.
Yeah.
But it's all this other.
All the other.
That's what was hard.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas cards.
Oh, but at that time I'd work till even late, and then I'd go home and rest and go back, because I had to work that 8 o'clock train.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go back and finish it up and get it so it would all go out that night. I never left there and left a piece of mail that should have went out that didn't go.
That was a lot of work.
I had to go back and get it out later, it went out that night.
How'd they pick it up then? You know, now a truck picks it up.
Well, you know, Mr. Baker was the mail messenger, and of course Portsmouth come over, and they worked their part. They brought mail from there to me, and took mail from me back to them. But Mr. Baker was my mail messenger, and he worked the trains. He took the mail down and brought it back. And sometimes he would have so much on one of my other mails. See, I had four. And Mr. Osborne would take his truck and go down all that up, and we'd have so much, those parcels, we couldn't get it in, and he'd stack it outside the door, and we'd work it off, and then keep bringing it in until we got it done.
Got it done.
And I didn't have any help.
That's what I was wondering. Didn't have any help. The people mail their Christmas presents too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But see, at that time, we had no ups or anything. Everything was partials.
Yeah.
And see, these carriers, Mr. Osborne left here and went ferrying to Kehoe. Well, then Mr. Wolfenberger went out to Wash and Letitia and all through them hills. Well, Mr. Schweitzer come from Vanceburg. Well, then he worked all the way back. Well, then all we had different ones going into Green. Well, you see, there for a long time, you see, I worked South Shore and Fullerton. See, Fullerton,
yeah,
and I worked all of that. And he went into Greenup. See, all those little places, he worked every one of those.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I handled all of that mail.
Bringing and sending it, where they would bring it off in the rural rounds, right?
I just, well, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
It was terrible. Now, they worked the trains. They'd hang the pouches, but you see, they just hang the first price pouch because these parcels, they couldn't do it. All of that.
All that. Mm-hmm. And it was probably like that until, probably you had some after, didn't you, first year?
Oh, well, we just had like that all. It wasn't all those cards, but we had partials.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of partials. A lot of those.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well,
was there some days that something would happen to a train and you wouldn't get any mail? Did that ever happen or not?
No.
There's someone that always
come
in.
Sometimes they'd be late, but they would always come.
Come through.
Always.
What about the zip code we have now?
See, I didn't have it long enough to get into that.
Get into it?
I didn't know. We hadn't had it too long. And it just, everybody wasn't using it when I quit.
I just wondered if it helped any or not, really.
I don't know. But no, you see, I just hadn't got into that enough.
And when there was real lots of snow and stuff, people still walked, didn't they? Most when you first started out, people would walk to the post office to get
there. Yes. Now when, that route over the hill, Mr. Wolfenberger would go as far as the Tissue. See, then he had to go clear up Beauty Ridge, clear out on that, and he would get a horse from Mr. Bentley, and he rode this horse and delivered all that mail and never missed a day.
Never missed nothing. Took the horse when he went.
And he would, well, it would just snow, you know, like that. But then yes, and that's what he done. He would deliver as far as he could, and then he'd ride a horse and never missed a day.
That's something. Really.
And now.
Now they don't hold.
Frost very much. They can't.
That's true.
He never missed a day of taking that mail and he'd ride that horse.
Well. Now that post office there at the end of where you go down to the depot we were talking about in South Washington. What had that been at one time or anything?
Well,
I was wondering. I can barely remember that
you
one.
You know, it was just, it was like a, well, just a big old room downstairs. And then there was an apartment upstairs. You know, that's where Miss Sanders, they lived up
No,
there.
I don't remember that. Yes.
Well, they lived there until they moved down in Beatty. And then they stayed in Beatty until the new chair. And they rented that upstairs. I don't remember who lived there. It wasn't too nice. But anyway, I don't even know who lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that belonged to the CNO, that old building. And that they just wanted to tear it down.
Oh.
That's why I had to move.
And then everything went up for the tiptoeing and person, yeah.
I stayed there and
I remember that one. It was a big room.
That
wasn't
big old
when,
long.
Yeah, when we went in.
Cold.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was. That was.
Yeah.
That was cold. We didn't mention your children. We should mention those first. You had three children, didn't you? Four children.
Two
what was
boys
it?
And a girl.
What was their names? What are their names now?
Kelly, Harry, and Wendell, and Helen Miles.
We have to put that on there. Do you think people call for their mail, what I call, what you all call, you know, at the window, or did they have more boxes back then when you first started?
Oh, they call, but we had so much general delivery.
They just come to the window,
mm-hmm.
What I call. General delivery, yeah. So I don't know a postal that well. No one. Did you ever have to refuse someone a letter, or like they was wanting to pick up someone else's mail, or?
Lots of times.
But they take no for an answer?
Yeah, that's all they could. They would, you know, just, the family would say, don't let so-and-so have it. Well, so-and-so would come in and want it right off. And that's just, I just say, I can't. And then when they just wanted to know why, I just told them why and who it was. Because I was going to always keep myself in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just tell them who said not to let them happen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, let them straighten it out. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I always kept myself in the clear.
Yeah. Don't have to, don't you? You're dealing with families.
Yes, I sure did. Because
I often wondered about that.
Yes, always.
Yeah, you get a lot. I'd say
yeah,
that. Were you working there in World War II or not, or was it after, would we say? How'd they get...
Oh, yes. Kelly and Harry both was in service.
When these mail would come from the servicemen, I guess the mothers and fathers were eager, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. See, Kelly was in Germany during the war, but Harry was ready to sail when they dropped the bomb.
Oh, really?
And Nicholas ready to go across.
Oh, mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. You saw a lot of mail then come through then?
Yes. And then Linda went over after the war. Stayed 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, oh my, I've seen a lot of them come and a lot of them
go. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Did we have any, did y'all ever have any doctors or anything like that live down here?
No.
No?
Other than this, Dr. Raven and Dr. McCoy.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm just wondering. What time did y'all have to open up then and close?
I opened the window at 7:30 and it stayed open until 4 o'clock. 6 days a week until they cut us down to 5. And I never had a lunch hour until the last year I worked.
I was just wondering because I know, now they do.
Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah.
I was there 9 hours every day and sometimes 10 if I couldn't get it all out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you probably know some things about the post office inside working that I don't know. You know anything that I probably don't know about? Or some of the people that you had to... Did you work like with another post office? Was you on your own? Did you have to answer to Ashland? Was there someone in between? Or?
Well, then you see later years we got these sectional centers. We see Portsmouth was one for a while and I worked through them. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, that went to Chillicothe, and then we went to Ashland.
Okay.
And that, see, we did work. See, everything was in Louisville. Then we got into Cincinnati. Then we got into Portland. Then we got into Ashland.
Hmm. Now, the government really did have it at first, didn't it? It's not owned by the government now or not, is it?
But
what was it when those
when
those stamps come out or something? You know what I'm talking about? It had the eagle on it, and I thought they said it was going out of the government hands into private hands. Or am I wrong?
Isn't it sort of private?
Well, that's what I thought.
I told you I tried to forget everything.
But I'm not sure either. I just sometimes have bits and pieces, and mine's not right.
That it seems to be that, but yeah, and that's like I don't even read about it anymore. I've tried to forget it all.
Well, we can't forget all of it. But I was thinking that I didn't know where the government control or laid the rules down or what now.
I'm not a farmer. I really don't. And I don't even talk to anybody about it. No.
Well, now you're going to have to.
No, I don't. I don't even talk about it.
You just don't want to. But, and you always went to work regardless of what the weather was.
Never missed a day.
Always.
When that in 50, was it 50 or 51 when we had that terrible snow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we couldn't begin to get out. But Mr. Wolfenberger brought his Jeep and would get me and then take me home that evening so I could get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was large. Yeah, it was
never
drift.
Missed it.
That was true. It was really.
Until we got, you know, shoveled out until we could get out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to get out that lane.
Mm-hmm.
There
was buses back then, though, too. People rode, didn't they, Blue River?
Yes.
They would go to town, stuff on that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I remember that. Who were some of the other postmasters, or what I call them? I don't know what is the correct word for them, postmasters.
Blank Sanders. She was there 20 years.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And she's the only one.
But I don't remember her.
I think probably her husband was before her. I just don't know. But then she, he died. So I think she took over.
And of course we have Faye up there now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, now before you retired, did they start bringing that truck in? I mean, mail in the truck and then
they started that before I.
And as he comes out, doesn't he?
And he cut leaves tolls burn, comes up and picks it up all the way and fixed it in the
Where it used to be the train.
Yeah. See, then when they put that way, see, they just, when they done that, then they receive and dispatch one time a day now. He brings it down in the morning from Ashland and gets it up in the evening and takes it back into Ashland. And that's where it goes.
Hmm. Is it faster, do you think?
Don't ask the same
I don't
question
know.
Like that.
I just wonder.
It takes 5 days to get a letter to Portsmouth.
Well, that's true.
I said, but you wonder. Yeah, I sent a note over to my aunt. And I was over there last week, and she said, do you know, I said, that's only been, you know, it was only 5 days of time. I said, well, I'll send up a carrier pigeon from now on.
5 days.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I've heard that,
yeah.
Yeah. Goes to Ashland first, then, doesn't
it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to go on over there.
Just across the river.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, really.
No, it doesn't. No, it's terrible.
It's, it really is. Where did they vote at when you was up there? They didn't use that for voting, did they?
No.
Couldn't.
They voted at all this at the schoolhouse.
Well, did they ever hang around there then when they were, would they come there and gather or not? No?
No.
No?
No. No, they were all very nice.
But the depot used to be quite a gathering place,
yes,
though, didn't it?
Because it was.
A lot of people.
See, that let a lot of freight come in and out there at the freight house.
Yeah.
And then, see, everybody, so many went by train, and every train went through stop there. That's where they all come to get the train.
Even from Portsmouth, and
oh, yes.
Bring them over on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that bus always brought them over.
Yeah. It seems kind of lonesome up there now, doesn't it?
It's very, very lonesome. Mm. I miss that old depot. I know. It's been there so long.
I know.
Felt bad when it burned down.
Seemed like it was part of us, really.
In fact, we don't have much left of
it. Up there. I don't think that Amtrak even stops now, does it?
No. Oh, no.
No.
No, there's not much there anymore. And it will be less.
Yeah. Then we get that bridge fixed, it'll be less.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Can you tell us any funny things you had to do for some people that really was, you know, maybe for some of the older people that you had to do besides?
Oh, no.
Like, maybe, do you ever have to write a letter for anyone or write a card?
Oh, I had to do that. Yeah. Or they couldn't write them. Yeah, I've heard a lot of those old ladies when you write a note to this so-and-so child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They trusted you then, undoubtedly.
And one old lady, when she'd get her letters, she'd bring them over for me to read them to her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd read her letters for her. It makes you feel real bad. But she couldn't. She
yeah.
said, I can't. Will you read it? I said, well, I don't want to. She said, well, I can't. Well, I'd read her letters.
Yeah.
And then in a day or two, she'd come back, and I'd write her letters. I'd stand and write it.
Right.
She'd come around and write it out for me.
Well, isn't that
yeah.
nice? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I said, people don't know what things when you work out in the public you have to do for people, do they?
It's surprising what you do for people.
It is.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed them sometimes.
Well, you have your own.
Would make you wish you'd never been born, I guess. But as a rule, it was nice.
Most of them.
And I enjoyed it.
That's true.
But that's true. I was always ready to go back to face them the next day.
You do? I said, you get to? Were you just,
yeah.
you really like them and you expect to see them there,
yes,
don't you?
You
certain
do.
People.
You get used to them and you just expect them
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed all of them.
That's true. Was there anything ever exciting that happened, like a robbery or?
Oh,
or
I had a couple a little, but it didn't. They got a lot of, they got quite a few money orders at one time. But, and then the glass broke out the door and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really had the one robbery. They broke in, but they didn't get anything.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you do when a lot of those money orders are stolen?
Well, you see, I just report the inspector. He comes and takes care of that, you see. And you've got to be on watch for those.
Those.
Yeah, they took quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only time I think so.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Back then, when people would come in, did they tell you all about church services that they go to on a Sunday? What was the church here in South Portsmouth mostly? The
Methodist. Methodist and Christian, you know.
Of course.
At that time, the Methodist was going good.
Large.
Large.
Like it comes and goes, don't it? Sometimes the churches, don't they build up?
I don't know. I think that one's gone.
Yeah? Really?
It is.
I've been up there in a long time.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Really, I haven't.
It makes me feel bad.
Yeah. It's too much to do. I've been going up here. The church got there across the campus.
Okay.
Just Sunday school. Uh-huh. And then I usually leave.
Mm-hmm.
But when they'd come in, did anything tragic happen? Let's see. Did we have anything that would happen that was a tragic people that you would hear about it when they would come in and tell you about it?
Oh, yes. You know.
What?
Was that like the old man?
Yes, at that first crossing, wasn't it? Yes.
Gosh, I don't know, there's a lot of things.
Because you're kind of isolated and somebody comes in and tells you,
that's what, they just free and to tell you how about it. Oh, yeah. Well, they used a lot of things. I don't remember. Yeah. You know, maybe. You'd think of it once in a while, yeah. But right now I just
don't. I just wondered if they did. But some of the older people, who were they that have, that's not with us any longer?
Well,
I was trying to think. That come all the time and she was expecting to see every day. What about Miss Donnelly? I can remember her going.
I missed Miss Donnelly when she got, but she didn't come out. And, you know, she come every day. And I missed her. And,
well, would she come twice a day sometimes when you had the mail in the evening or afternoon?
No, she would wait until they all were, and then she'd be right there together for mail. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Mr. May come before noon, every day.
They have their schedule.
Yeah, before noon. And, for older Islander. Never. Yeah. Always. Yes. Always. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, Pearl years from over on Fat Island. Pearl would always come over. He was a stamp collector.
Oh.
And he'd come and he'd always. I'd have to tell him when he's going to be in, and he'd always come and get him. And I always enjoyed him.
Now, what's his name?
Pearl Lozier. Mm-hmm. He was nice to talk to.
Well.
He was a very nice person.
He collected stamps. Did kids collect stamps back then? Or?
No. It was just a few. I had very few stamp collectors. And, but he was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, Luther Proctor, but he collected stamps, you know, and he was a good stamp collector. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that time, there was a lot of old people, but
been Bill Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Did he or not? Yeah.
Bill was there and Mr. Berry. I always paid all as long as he was able. He'd come to the post office. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did that. And,
well, did you think more men came to call for mail than women?
I think so, because they was all older.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think they did.
They just retired and wanted to get out?
Just to get out. Okay. Now, Mr. Berry came early in the morning. That's morning. When he got his mail, this mm-hmm. early morning. And Garnet should come in the afternoon.
That is something, isn't it?
Yeah, sure yes. is.
That was odd. Who always lived in that house right underneath the post office before these people, you know, a long time ago? When you first... I can't remember
Valerie
myself.
Jones. He was just an old man, but he just didn't get out.
Of course, the Hawthorne was always.
They've always been here. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. They have.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, when I tell somebody else, I miss was Miss Ramey.
Yes.
Yeah. I miss Miss Ramey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
She come in and talk.
Did she? Yes.
Yeah.
And Patsy. She was able to get off the hill. And another one was Miss Monk. You remember her? I enjoyed her very much. She was a nice person.
I don't believe so.
She did,
I really don't.
She did the phone call about Miss Raymond.
Oh.
But she was a very nice person. And I missed her very much. Where she moved to the country passed away. She moved to town. And,
well, they probably expected to see you there, though, when they came. I'd say they would expect to see you.
Yeah, they would. They'd always expect me there, but those three would come to Boston, and I always miss them.
Mm-hmm. It was something.
But they were nice. Yeah. Very nice to me. And they and somebody else was always very nice for that. Mr. Lewis up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get off very often, but he did.
He did. Way off. Mm-hmm. Well, have they always had delivery down through here? Or did these people down in here? Now, we could walk, but...
Now, they had this when I went to work there.
They did deliver?
You know, when I went to work, the mail delivery that went from this, that is, box delivery, mm-hmm. they had a little box about, just about the size of these metal cracker boxes they used mm-hmm. to use. And that's what the mail was put in for this delivery.
Really?
And when I quit, well, we had this separating case. And it was, you just have no idea what it had.
How much it grew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they did, they brought it down, though.
Girl Kegley was, yes, she was a carrier.
Oh, time. Really?
Mm-hmm.
A woman.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, she used to send me for somebody, I don't know who it was. It was his contract that she sent for him. And then, when it went up for bid, and Mr. Slater got up and went to about it.
Why do you think the men have it now? Or do some women in rural places do
yeah,
have it, do they?
It. They
just so happen around here we have
they,
men?
It seems like they're all men.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's out in the country or something.
And you know now they're going to nail out of the town hall.
Well, now, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Well, how did that, does it,
fighting.
Well, someone told me that they came in and told me that, but I thought it had to be an outlet before they could, but it doesn't, huh? You can take it up a hall and just come back out, huh?
Sure.
Well, I guess those people...
I thought I was going to get them one of this over.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you been up there?
No.
Well, there's some beautiful homes built.
You know, I haven't.
I was up in there last week, and I was surprised.
Really?
I really was.
But it is, they do have to deliver it like that, though, if they request
so
it or something.
Houses?
They do. No, I haven't been up in there in a long time. That probably is like home to you, though, down through
yeah,
there.
Yeah, oh yes.
Really?
Yeah, I was down there. I went down to see Essie. And I left. I just drove on up through there. And I thought, what a change. What a change.
There's some homes up in there.
Even that lower one, there's a lot of changes up in
really?
There.
Really? I'll have to get down there. Really?
But,
Essie's the sweet person.
Yes, she is. But Essie sure is fair.
No.
I felt very bad when I went to see her.
Yeah. And she's going to move, isn't she? Or not?
Yes. They've got their place up for sale. She said, when I move, I'll give you my address.
Oh.
But I haven't heard any more from her, so I thought I'd call her.
Yeah.
I thought she may have moved and forgot to leave her address.
Forgot to leave it.
But she's feeling it. She looks bad.
Mm-hmm. And John said she do.
Yeah,
she went down there.
Oh. And she just... It's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always lived by her, and I said, it seems so funny to see her like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. She's real sweet. She's been a worker, hasn't she?
She had. She wasn't. She didn't care to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She
waited on them all, didn't she?
The whole bunch.
She sure has.
You went by them?
Yeah. She sure has. She will. But, and that old post office, you know, one where the tiptoe in was, they have gas then, heat?
Uh-huh.
Just a big gas stove?
Yeah, just a gas stove.
Do this, I know it's a lot of times up here we'll gang in there and talk. Did they then? Several of them would get
yes,
in there?
Yeah.
Every once in a while?
Yes, just once in a while they would.
You
hear
it, or they would.
Seems like that's the only time they'd see one another was when they met at the post office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, when there'd be so many people in one family and that was addressed, how did you know it belonged to?
Well, they'd fill out a form and we had their names listed on.
Oh, under one last name, you mean not
under.
Your name, Harry McLean, and you'd have
the children, see if they're just like that. And that's,
Well, I started to say, you know, when they address these children or something, you know.
You have to have it.
Did some people didn't want their mail? Did you ever have them to refuse to take it?
Lots of times. Oh, yes.
They pretty well knew, didn't they, what they were getting?
Sure. They'd order something or they didn't think they did. They'd come and they didn't want it.
Well, it would just be
all these COD things.
And what did you have to do with those? Do you think there's more junk mail then than they are now? Well, what I call junk mail, what you all refer
well,
to it
all
as.
I call it. I don't know. There was so much of it then. Well, it was terrible. And of course, I think it's lighter now because I think a lot of it's cut out. You've just pushed it.
Yeah.
But we had an awful lot of it.
Well, you know, used to, it's just been in the last few years, though, about where they'd send you. They used to be able to send you stuff, wouldn't they? I mean,
yes.
Like Christmas cards and mm-hmm. And now, finally they made a ruling though that
they don't do that. I don't think anymore.
But if they do, you don't have to pay them.
You don't have to pay
if you accept
you didn't order.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know. I got a book, and I thought it was odd. I thought one way they had got around. It's the only time I ever seen anyone use it, and this is just recently from the Mormon Church,
mm.
And. They said if I didn't want the book, but they had the postage inside for me to return it.
Oh.
The stamps. But that's the only time I've ever seen anything come through like that.
Yeah, I never seen that. They just send it out and expect you to do it. But you don't have to do it.
No.
If you didn't order it, you don't have to do it.
No. I just wondered if
when I get that stuff, now,
yeah.
I bring it in, I come through the garage, I just drop it in the garbage.
That's true.
I say that in a little pile 13.
Yeah.
Girls, I don't even bring it inside.
Mm-mm. No. But now I know that was the first time I, since they,
yes.
Since you don't have to pay or send it back, that they had put the postage in with it.
No, I think we got more then because it was terrible.
It was cheaper
bags
mail too,
of it.
Wasn't
yes.
It?
We just get whole bags of it. It takes a
long time. Yeah, that's true. Like when first of the month and these Social Security people and all, were they always there? Was that a rough time to work?
Yes, yes it was. Because they would rush in before you got the mail separated. And they would get impatient. Well,
mm-hmm.
The minute the door was open, they was there. And well, you have to have time to go through all of that
mm-hmm.
and get it in the boxes and get it straightened out. But they couldn't understand why it wasn't ready when they come at 7 o'clock.
They wanted their checks or whatever. What do you think about them taking care of your, I want your opinion of the food stamps now at the post office?
Oh,
right. It is in South Shore. I don't know about
that. Well, see, I don't know anything about that. See, I never. Thank goodness I didn't have to do it on that.
It does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah, and they do that now, don't they?
Yeah, because when I go, usually around the first of the month, no, I think it's a few days after they say they can start selling it. It is crowded up there, you know.
No, I never got into it.
Sometimes I know food stamps are good for some people, from older people, and of course it is used.
Yes.
But on the whole, I really believe, and I have heard some really smart remarks, and you know, and it's hard for me to take because I think, well, if they wasn't getting them, maybe the children wouldn't have anything to eat. I know the parents sometimes maybe not.
No, that's it. You can't.
And
it's
I
the children that always has to suffer.
But I often wonder, what do you think of going into a post office where everyone knows you?
Well, I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. And I couldn't either.
No way.
But maybe if we had to. But I don't believe it should be brought down to a local level.
I don't either. No.
Because some people, I feel sorry for them.
I do too. You see, when I worked, they had to mail their money in
mm-hmm.
and get them. Then they'd mail them back to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was different. Mm-hmm. But this.
It's just out in the open, and you hear some pretty wise cracks sometimes.
Yes, you do. Oh, yes. And if you do have to have things like that and no way out of it, it would make you feel awful bad to hear those remarks.
Mm-hmm. Really. I know the people probably are tarred behind the counter that sell them and have to put up with it. Maybe, you know, they really would like to just take care of the mail. I don't know if they get paid extra or not, but sometimes it's pretty hard. Because, I mean, you think, well, they really don't deserve it, but you don't know whether the kids deserve it or not.
You just don't know. No.
But I thought that was real odd when the post office started handling the food stamps up there. I really did.
I had already got literature on that before I quit, and I knew it was coming.
I did until all of a sudden all these people started, you know, being there in the mornings.
Yeah, there's literature on it. Now, I don't know if this sounds like true or not.
I think they have to come up to South Shore.
That's what I thought.
Because I do see the people from down in here.
Well, then they go up there.
Because it does seem like an awful lot of work. For them to take on too, I don't know.
It's really. Many, there is on.
Yeah. Besides the males, they'll work both of them, you know.
Who all works up there?
Let's see. There's Marv. And then there's Judy. Well, there's two Judys. Judy Silverhurst and Judy Morton. And Chuck.
Other four.
Mm-hmm. But, I thought that was odd, though. That stuff sold food stamps in the postal. I guess that's enough of my opinion about food stamps.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh,
really? Mine too.
Did you ever have kids just come in and do something about children? Want our mail, and you didn't know who they were, and you have to question?
Yeah, want our mail. I'd say, well, honey, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The kids are cute, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They just...
you know, I never will forget Jimmy Brinkley. He was so cute. And he couldn't see through that letter slot. Mm-hmm. He tiptoed, put them big brown eyes up, and all you could see was those big brown eyes. And he was so cute. But I never will forget Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah. Yes.
Oh, man, he was cute. But he just tiptoed
up there,
and his eyes just would see that little letter.
He didn't talk very plain either, did he?
And he just looked through there so big.
Yeah.
And now look at him.
Oh, I haven't seen him. He was behind me in school, so
I think he's a St. Louis man. Good Lord, he's fine.
That's what I understand. His wife too, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm glad for them, aren't you?
You know, Jimmy always told me, you know, he'd always, no matter. If he just had a minute, when he'd be back from college, he'd stop to see me. And he'd say, now you stay out of trouble till I get out. So I could
really?
Oh, you know,
that was sweet.
I'll try to, Jimmy. You'd always say, you stay
that was
out of
sweet,
trouble.
Wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, it was.
That a boy would take that much time, yeah.
He would always stop to see me. But Jimmy was a nice boy.
He was, wasn't he?
Always was.
Yeah. That's true.
They was a nice teenagers at that time.
Yeah.
They were some that was kind of nasty, but not many of them.
No.
In fact, I couldn't say anything about any of them. Of course, I know a lot of them was bad, mm-hmm. but you know, they was very nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones were.
Yeah.
They were.
Well, they
nice
probably
they
respected you, though.
And you know, now, when I see them out, they're still the same way. But I always treat them nice because I couldn't help what they done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just as nice to them as I was the others.
Mm-hmm.
And but no matter where I see them now and then from, they're just
they're
as
still.
Nice to me as they can be.
I think that's what you have to do, really.
Well, if you're in the public, you have to.
You can't judge, can you?
You can't sort them out. You've got to
sure.
treat them all alike.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, well, they're going to make it miserable.
That's true.
So. so I just treated
Can you remember anyone ever coming in and saying, we've just got married, or anything like that?
Was it
excited,
so.
You know, about our baby or?
I don't think so.
That would have.
I can't remember anybody.
That really would have come in and really
now, you
shocked
know,
you.
You know, the only thing that we remember, don't you?
I see. What do we remember?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Was it that bad? It wasn't really. Was it on me? Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, down the lane.
That, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's in
line. Oh, yeah, down the lane, yeah. We'll have them guessing now. That'll be our secret.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that very well. And probably still do.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's true. But really? That, and we've always had pretty good roads through here. They haven't
yes.
been always the widest, but we've
yes.
always had good roads.
Through here, yes, because it is really good through here. I was talking about how long ago. Mm-hmm. No, we've had good. It's been good. It's just been there, but... No, we have a four-lane highway and nowhere to go.
That's true.
Just runs into nothing.
Nothing. And the bridge. People really walked too during this town.
Oh yes, my goodness. You know, Mr. Bentley over here walked every day.
Yes.
Every day to Port Clinton back.
That's true. Walked right across that bridge, didn't he?
It was 83 at that time. Walked it every day.
Every day.
From here to Port Clinton
and
back.
Back.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them
mm-hmm.
walked because I think that's why they felt as
well
yeah. as they did.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Did you hear anyone say where the other post offices were? I mean, maybe that's where they started off there at the depot. I don't know. I just wonder when the old
I
ones.
I don't know.
If they were anywhere else except right in that area, you know, from the bridge down to the depot.
I just don't know.
It was always.
Because I heard them talk about Nana being the postmaster, but see, that was before Blanche or her husband, and I don't see that's before my
mm-hmm.
time, and I just didn't know. And but I don't know where it was.
But they did have one at Fullerton too, though, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh yes,
they had one
oh,
at
yes.
Fullerton.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had one at Fullerton. You see, there was no South Shore in the beginning, you know. There was. Then it was Fullerton.
Oh.
And then South Shore sprung up. And then there was a Frost, that, you know, that used to be Frost.
Yeah. What about, did you ever have people just come in and almost insist that they had some mail?
Oh, time and time again. Well, they know because it was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel...
About less small.
So tall. Yeah, oh yes, because they know it was there.
Yeah.
I know it's here.
Be there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to convince them that it isn't.
You bet it is. No, a lot of times, yes.
Okay.
I don't know, I was so scared, I didn't know what to do.
That's too many things to...
So many things to contend with, and when you didn't know what in the world to expect, see, I didn't know it until I went in there, and I was frightened of
that.
That
was a lot, wasn't it? What was stamps then, to send a letter? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
3 cents sticks in my mind, but I don't know.
Why did you there was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have any idea. But it, evidently it must have been three. And then they got four and, you know, just kept going up all the time.
I may be...
Really, I don't know, but I think it was three. I told you I tried to forget everything.
No, you're not supposed to forget everything.
Well, I tried so hard. But I think that's what it was.
It does. It rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
It was 3 cents.
But, did, what about money orders? Was there a lot of more money orders, you think, then?
Oh, no.
You know,
well, there was more people sent money orders than they are now, yes. Mm-hmm. People's getting away from that.
Yeah.
But, we had quite a bit of money orders. Mm-hmm. Of course, it grew after I was there.
Yeah.
There was a lot more of them, probably tripled.
Hmm. Did you have to fill a lot of them out?
Oh,
people?
So many. So many.
Well, I think they're still confusing.
I do too. I never stand any, but
yeah.
I think they are. Yeah.
Because they bring them in for me to copy if they're.
Yeah,
they
well,
send
you
them.
Know, they've got so high that people can't afford them.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. Why are you going to pay 75? What are they now?
I don't know, really.
Somebody told
what
me.
Were they when you quit or when you retired?
It was 35 cents. He's worth of a
certain
what
mail.
Was it? What was it? 20, 25, 35? I don't know, something like that. But oh my, they're way up in the dollar now.
Well, they say it's cheaper to back now.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can get the...
And that's one of the people that don't write checks now get those bank money orders.
Yeah.
And why not?
That's true. That's true. When you first started out, were the people more friendly, you think, that long ago?
Yes.
When they'd come in?
They were. Mm-hmm. They were very nice. I met some lovely people, really, I did. Especially the old people.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of fond memories of those old people. I really did.
I think they appreciated it. Really.
You know, there was something about them. And I always had time to talk to them. And I have a lot of good memories of those old people.
They would appreciate whatever you've done, I believe.
They would, and it seemed like, I know one old man in particular, he would come down to all of his troubles, I just give him a sympathetic ear, and he felt better, and he'd go on moseying back up the road. It was funny.
You probably had just certain ones that you...
Yeah. Just a lot. I don't know why, but they just come in and tell it all.
Yeah. That makes it nice, though, when you really get to know people that way.
And, you know, I always enjoyed your father.
Yes.
He just talked.
Daddy was talking.
Yeah. And I always enjoyed him very much.
Yeah.
I missed him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. May was another nice person.
He was.
Mr. May was a very nice person.
That's true. They went to lodge together a lot.
Yeah.
Because Daddy didn't drive.
He was. And Mr. May was a very nice person.
That's true.
But they was a lot of nice old people. They, at that time, Sue, of course, I never left there anymore, but they was a lot of nice old
people.
And I enjoyed them.
Well, they probably, you know, look forward to coming there, too, though.
Seemed like they did.
Yeah, really.
They seemed to enjoy it.
Well, don't you think sometimes that was in their daily, regular schedule?
They was old and they couldn't get anywhere else. And that's just what they did. I don't think they go anywhere. Of course, there's not too many old people.
No.
No. Not like they
do. No, that would get out and walk and go.
There's none, are there?
Mm-mm. I don't think there's that many. When I stopped there isn't, really.
I never seen
There isn't that many. Did you ever get any unusual kind of mail that sticks out in your mind or something that come through the mail that was unusual?
Yes. One time I got a little alligator.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I heard this scratching all day, and I thought, it was beginning to get monotonous. It was a little alligator. and a swarm of bees. And some of them got out and got in there.
Oh.
They was really some scrambling around.
Oh. That was unusual.
Oh, bees.
Yeah, I'm for bees. Well, that would be unusual.
The worst of anything was those chickens.
And they'd come in
through and
yes. Sometimes you'd have to contend with them, what, all day,
yeah,
or?
Just yell and, yep, and carry
would
on.
They, when you send word, would they usually come and get them, or they wait for
sometimes work? Sometimes wouldn't, sometimes you had to sell them, you know, if they didn't pick them up, you just, you had to sell them.
Get rid of them.
Because you couldn't keep them more than 24 hours.
Oh, and
to let them go.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Hmm.
They die, you know,
yeah. There's a lot more to it than just handing out that mail, wasn't it?
Yeah, if that's all it'd have been a snap.
Yeah.
But it's all this
all
other.
All the other.
It's, that's what was hard.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Oh, dear.